Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio, smart thinking. Of course, we always have some fabulous content that we provide to you every week on the radio. And if you miss any of it, you can jump online to mindfood.com. Now, Peter Raymond is an interesting man. He's the Vice President of Parkinson's Australia, and it's World Parkinson's Day 2013 coming up. Peter is also a person living with Parkinson's disease, and we've got him on the line today. So he is a man about town with many, many talents. How are you, Peter?
I'm very well, thanks, Ben.
Now, tell me, Peter, World Parkinson's Day, when is that happening and how can we get involved?
It's on Thursday, the 11th of April, mm-hmm. and you can get behind the event by fundraising, would be one way, which is maybe a morning tea at your place of employment with a gold coin donation.
What are the statistics on Parkinson's and, you know, how are people diagnosed?
About 80,000 Australians with living with Parkinson's. In Victoria, it's about 27,000. It's diagnosed through symptoms. So you can't go to a doctor and have a blood test. You have to evidence or show the common symptoms, and then a neurologist will make some sort of assessment. You may have an MRI scan to ensure that it's not perhaps a brain tumour or some other neurological condition.
Sure.
And then you're put on medication.
Yep.
And if the medication starts to work and improves mobility, etc., then the assessment is, well, you must have Parkinson's.
And I suppose it's life-changing, isn't it?
It is life-changing. I mean, for some people, I was fortunate in that I'd intended to retire when I was 55.
Okay.
So I was diagnosed at 51.
Yeah.
I had the Parkinson's 5, 6, 7 years before that. Hmm. So I was gearing myself up to retire at 55 and do something different, perhaps some consultancy or something.
Hmm.
But there are people who are in their 30s and 40s with children at school and mortgages to pay, and all of a sudden they're beset by a condition which may limit their ability to work, or if they can work, they're extremely tired, which then impacts on their home life and social life.
Sure.
It can be a very life-altering condition. And the other thing is that it affects family and children and partners who are looking forward to a rich life beyond 50 and all of a sudden are saying, well, gee, I might find myself caring for my loved one instead of travelling the world.
Yeah, and I think what you're raising the awareness of today is something that I am completely unaware of, is the fact that I actually thought there was a lot more research around this, and with this many people affected, it surprises me that there's not a lot of research and money being poured into it to find a cure.
Well, Parkinson's tends to fall well down the queue when it comes to government support, but there is a lot of research occurring. At various institutes in Victoria, the Florey Institute and other universities and around the world, trying to find what causes Parkinson's. Because if the scientists and so on can work out what causes this, then there's a chance they could prevent it happening.
Well, Peter, look, thank you very much for your time today and for coming on the show, and great insight there. You're the Vice President of Parkinson's Australia. As you said, people can get involved in their local area just by looking it up on the website. And April 11 is World Parkinson's Day, so why not get a group of friends together and throw a few coins in the barrel there and send it off to a good cause?
Absolutely.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.